Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the current role of a realtor.
Now, Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Hey, some things have changed in the game of real estate over the last few years. The role of the realtor has changed significantly in a lot of people's eyes, and I think appropriately at this time. We used to be, we were the holder of the keys. You couldn't get to a house unless you came through us, and that's changed given the internet and the other accesses.
Exactly. People can access a great amount of information concerning property that would be potentially offered for sale or offered for lease so that you have a pretty good idea of what's there before you focus in on wanting to physically observe the actual hard asset.
I like this turn of events. It changes our role in a way that I think you'll want to do smart real estate, not just do real estate. There was a time when we thought it's bulletproof. Whatever I do will be the right thing and it all works out in real estate. Now people are understanding all the segments and the timing and the way you need to tie it into the evolution of your own life and your finances.
Well, it's interesting. I consider myself to be a real estate investment strategist first. Once the strategy is formed, then I execute the strategy on behalf of the client. So that does make me, again, a real estate investment broker, performing the brokerage functions to optimize the acquisition, or in some instances, it's not an acquisition at all. It might be refinancing. It might be definancing. It might be selling to use the cash to free and clear one. It depends on the individual, and that's the beauty of the process. We fit the individual's needs to the benefits that are available from a particular parcel of property.
And I think that it's funny that people apologize in the residential arena for having me talk to them before they're ready to sell or buy. That's when I want to talk to you.
Oh, exactly.
That's when you can have the most impact.
Yeah.
Especially say, for example, you're looking at downsizing. You have some discretion in your timing. You're not sure where you want to land or how you want to land. And there's a lot of steps in preparation along the way prior to even making a move. So to start in the living room with a realtor and say, tell me how much my house is worth, you've probably missed the greatest advantage of the realtor that is in your room. You've got to talk about the whole picture and where you want to be at what time frame to your benefit.
Most people don't really think that detail. They think in terms of, well, you know, I'm on a 2 or 3 story house. I'm getting old and I don't want to climb stairs. I want to go to a single level. But they haven't really thought the process through. They know one benefit and that's about it.
And we can fill in the gaps. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.